There are actually several different species of arguments. Probably the most familiar and the easiest to carry out is the deductive argument. The main rule of a deductive argument is, if your premises are true, then your conclusion must be true. And knowing that something is actually true is very rare and awesome.
Did you like it?
Crouching Tiger in that
For
sack.
Real, though, have you ever known anybody that's gotten, like, sat next to a person on an airplane and they took their nuts out?
What? Is that a thing that people
I'm sure
do?
There's been a lot of dick whining going on, but not a lot of
physical. Wait, what do we mean taking nuts out?
I've heard of like a few instances on the news of like a woman looking over, like waking up from a nap on the airplane, and like the guy in the window seat is just like jerking off looking at her. And she's like, what the fuck?
Oh, that's,
and like tells
that's
the flight
insane.
Attendants
yeah.
and like,
no, that's
and then
just
it's on the news.
Airing it out. I mean, because on those long flights, you got to air it out. You know, there's not a. I mean, pants aren't made correctly for the
You're
heat
right.
that a testicle produces.
Yeah, only even cotton is too
it's
doesn't
not,
have enough breathability.
Doesn't breathe. Yeah, I'd like some perforated holes in all the crotches of all my pants,
like basketball short material, or
bigger holes.
About
big
holes.
Just take out the crotch in general.
Crotches,
pants.
Just let
always.
It let it hang out.
You fucking alarm.
I love those alarms, though. They're funny.
Oh,
they happen all the
guys.
Time on this podcast.
You guys.
It's good etiquette.
The boobs, what do you got over there for
Let me make
alarms
sure.
this morning?
Let's see. I made an alarm several times to get up on time. Still didn't really do it. Oh, I have an alarm because someone's going to meet me here because I accidentally stole her credit card. So.
What do you mean? Do you like.
Like we swapped.
You accidentally pulled out one of your knives when she was
yep.
buying something?
And I grabbed
and said,
it.
Give me your credit card
I
now.
Told her to get lost. Don't look at my face. But then she was my friend, so she asked for it back.
Oh.
So she's going to come by, and I'm going to give it to her, I
mid-pod
guess.
Mid-pod or not mid-pod?
No, at the very end. I told her like when we
exciting.
Usually wrap up.
A pop-in guest?
Yeah, that'd be great. Oh. It's Audrey, actually.
Ooh.
Bless her heart.
Audrey from work, Audrey?
Yeah. That. Do you know Audrey from Shiat?
Audrey from work or Audrey with a mustache?
From work. Oh. Well, who's Audrey with the mustache?
Is that another 80s ballad? Yeah. The 80s
Audrey
ballad
with
lyrics.
The mustache.
I mean, that sounds like it's that's just that has the it has like a piano background just written into it, I think.
Yeah.
Sure does.
That
yeah.
sounds amazing.
Or like a Journey riff.
Audrey with a mustache tickled my heart and my upper lip. Yeah, that's
it. Now you wrote it. That's the song.
Good.
Obviously, I was born with a gift of music.
Your gift. One might call you a top mind.
Yeah.
I might say.
Oh, that was
smooth.
That
was a smoothish segue into our topic for today. Hi, we're Did You Reddit? This is a weekly podcast we do about Reddit and the internet by way of Reddit. My name is It's Your Dad.
I'm Dog Boobs.
And it's my free day on a new microphone.
New microphone. Is it German?
Oh, of course. Everything good is German.
Right.
Eating people. Disease.
That was the two first things you named were eating people and disease.
Yeah.
And I don't think either of those are German.
That one guy. What? That one guy who
I think
ate
there was,
a guy was
there
German,
was once
though.
A German guy who ate a guy.
One time.
And I can't think of any German diseases as we speak.
I'm going to Google it.
Fascism?
Fascism? I think that's an American disease at this point.
Oh. Mm.
Almost a Dutch disease, but they did not elect him, which is great. Good for...
This is interesting.
Haven't we become fascists like 15 to 20 years ago with all the laws and the rules?
How did we?
No, haven't we?
A little bit, I think.
Just in general.
There's
yeah.
a website, real quick, an article that says 15 unique illnesses you can only come down with in German.
Oh, what?
So it's like...
In German or
yeah,
German-E?
It's like German. So, but it's like I like the only way like it's in German is because it was happening in Germany too. But
oh,
I mean,
okay.
Yeah, people can get the flu anywhere. But this one's called Kevinismus. Kevinismus. Kevinismus.
So, it's like what your friend Kevin calls the... The 25th of December.
Yeah.
When you all are supposed to get him stuff.
Oh, totally. Totally.
Kevinismus.
And then there's von Krankheit. Von Krankheit. And that's just fainting that is helped with cold compresses.
Okay. What?
This is not important information.
Okay. Yeah, okay, so those are diseases that you can exclusively get in German, which
language.
Basically means, yeah, in German language. So basically, you were just on a German site looking at 15 diseases.
German WebMD.
Yeah. 15 diseases you can get as a person.
As a person.
Do you want to translate this into English?
No. No, I do not.
All right. So to this we kind of segued and then we segued back out of it. Freed, what are you doing? You rearranging?
My new microphone position's screwing everything up.
Trying to figure it out?
Otherwise, I was looking away from you guys, and that was weird.
This makes sense.
I felt disconnected.
So, Freed, last two episodes,
gotta go like this.
And this is probably more on me than Freed, but we made them all get a new microphone anyway. Been sounding a little too baritone.
Now I can look at you guys.
Yeah, instead of the other way.
Right.
This is great.
This is actually really... I feel connected to as you guys.
I feel connected
for the first time.
Whoa!
I feel connected to my.
So exciting.
To my screen, I'm staring. It's like I only really can look one direction.
Yeah, you got to get over to this table. This table, if there's like warm, like feelings of friendship, if you're at this table, because
it's blossomed.
We're talking face to face about Pizzagate. Anti-Semitism, Alex Jones,
German diseases.
Justin Trudeau.
Diseases, not my tour bus.
So maybe we better get into this because I just read something pretty conspiratorial.
That's pretty powerful. So, all right. So today we're talking about top minds of Reddit. So that's r/ top minds of Reddit, just as exactly as you would assume it's spelled. The stats on this one, so there are 26,511 CIA disinfo agents.
Wow.
That's a lot. We're lucky to be a part of it, to be honest.
And around 100 are conducting PsyOps.
Oh, really? You have 100?
At this time, yeah.
Everybody subscribe now. Subscribe.
Everybody subscribe.
Did you do it?
Oh, yeah, 106 right now.
I'm subscribing.
So, do you want to read the description?
Yeah.
All right.
Okay, because it's not self-explanatory at all. So look, you may be new here, but our Top Minds of Reddit is where many top of minds collaborate and routinely outsmart the most well-funded, well-equipped, and diabolical subreddits on Earth. How do we do it? Top shit posters, brigadiers on every sub, unparalleled circle-jerking skills, and fearlessness. I would trust a top comment here over pretty much any racist sub, especially a default by any day. So then he's like, was 9/11 an inside job? Does Obama work for the space lizards? Is the fluorine in the drinking water a mind control drug, or does it just make your teeth really strong? Which is what my grandpa told me. Top Minds of Reddit is a subreddit for chronicling the adventures of Reddit's boldest truth seekers in their quest to awaken the obsequious masses. That's the first time I've seen that word.
Obsequious
is one of my favorite words. I use it all the time.
Does it mean sheeple?
It means official definition is sheeple.
Sheeple.
Yeah.
Thought so. Well,
did you say sheeple or sheep wall? Because I like a firewall
a sheep
built
wall.
Of sheep.
Sheep wall. Sheep wall.
It's made of sheep and it keeps the sheep out.
Yeah.
I feel like a sheep wall would be really, it wouldn't be flame retardant at all.
No, it'd be extremely combustible.
Yeah.
Does wool catch on fire?
Yeah, dude, for sure.
Does wet wool catch on fire? You need a guy with a hose spraying it every day.
That's true. Wet it down.
Wet it down.
Especially in the summer.
I think maybe just like flesh catches on fire. Because we're disregarding the fact that there are real sheep and not just sheep wool.
Yeah.
Right?
It's meat and
like
wool.
They're animals.
Right. Meat etched wool.
Like, can you imagine if there was a barn fire and like the only survivors were the sheep?
That'd be confusing.
Like, they don't get caught on fire.
Sounds like a conspiracy, right?
Yeah, all right. Zionist conspiracy
Zionist
about
conspiracy.
Sheep.
Right. Anyway, so what was the rest of the description?
That's pretty much it. So they post things from our conspiracy a lot to observe like the upcoming conspiracy theories that are emerging there, because our conspiracy has like truth investigators and like experts and et cetera. But this place, it doesn't claim to be like a group of experts. It's just like we're in the know, like we're pretty cool. We know like racist subs don't have the info. Like let's talk about every conspiracy theory, and if they're right, they're right, and if they're wrong, they're wrong.
I mean, yeah, I think this one more than anything is like I guess the best analogy would be in high school, there were like the guys who were really, really serious. Like they took everything super seriously and they tried to like be super smart about stuff. And then there were like there were like kind of the jockey guys who would be like,
everything's gay.
Yeah, who would just kind of who would just make fun of them in like indefensible ways because they're using their own thing to make fun of them.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
And that's what this is. This is not like the people on the top minds of Reddit are saying. The top minds of Reddit are hard at work because the CIA does not know what they're talking about. And it's like, that's what they do. Clearly, that's like their whole fucking job. But there are all these people on Reddit. Reddit has a huge community of conspiracy theorists, etc. Right?
It's probably the number one hobby on Reddit, right?
Right.
Like throwing out.
And we're not, yeah, we're not above it. Like we enjoy
we're
conspiracy theory.
Arm in arm with it.
Right. But we're a little bit more like, I think we've kind of got a little bit of the top minds of Reddit approach, which is like slightly sarcastic, kind of not taking it too seriously. Yeah. With like the conspiracy thing where we actually do entertain them being like, whoa, that's crazy, man. What if? And these guys just go, hey, look at all these fucking douchebags saying all this ridiculous, stupid shit. Because on a bigger level, taking a kind of the 50,000 feet up look at this, the last year, and we've talked about this a little bit on the on previous episodes where the Donald, et cetera,
yeah,
has made a kind of volatile environment on Reddit, unfortunately. And I think it is because of a little bit of what you see on conspiracy, et cetera, where it's a lot of people like the pizza gates of the world where they're going like Ben Affleck talked about pizza on like he mentioned being hungry for pizza in an interview for a new movie. And then people like go to his fucking house and picket him as a child rapist. You know what I mean? It's like shit like that we're in the society now of
favorite
extremism.
Food, pizza. Right. Favorite sex position, kids.
Yeah.
What?
What?
Holy no. shit. No. So evil.
I can't give up pizza. Yeah. That would be a shitty choice. Like,
but that's kind of the logic that you're seeing on these fucking things.
Diddling boys.
Yeah, I might have to become a kid diddler because I love
pepperoni.
I really
just
like
to get
so
that
much.
Pepperoni. Yeah. It sucks, but you have to do what you have to do to get that
get
pizza.
That pepperoni stick in your mouth.
Ooh.
Oh God.
Weird.
Oh,
wait,
so what did
I'm Italian?
What did you say?
What? I'm Italian.
Yeah, I can say this.
I can say these kind of things. I'm Italian. So that's pretty much it. So it's a sarcastic sub about what we're talking about. So
here's a good one.
I love the two pictures on the rules bar are fantastic. Like one is the I Want to Believe poster, and instead of the UFO, it's just a flying piece of pepperoni pizza, which kind of says it all. Like, and then the other one is, I don't know, can you guys describe this other one of the
oh my God, he's like a great big fat guy in a tank top with a cigarette hanging off of his lip, and he's like, it's got to be from the early 2000s. He's got like these old box TVs and a bunch of beer cans on his desk.
Like that's
but
like
he's
Dr.
got
Pepper.
A mouse, and he's just like, he's definitely
cigarettes and boxes of cigarettes.
He's like an internet warrior for sure.
Right.
It's what you think of when you think of like the basement
conspiracy
internet troll.
Theories.
He's the guy behind every troll ever.
He says, I've documented over 500 instances of Zionist conspiracy.
I don't understand Zionist conspiracy in general. Is there like,
we're going to have to get into it, I think.
Yeah.
Right.
I need like a dusting, please.
Zion. So isn't Zionism like people who are like think Israel is like insane and they want to reestablish like the
yeah. Well, they're
But that like in order to do it, they're doing all this other fucked up stuff.
Well, Zionism is basically the belief that there's a Israeli holy land that all Jews need to go to, and anybody that's not Jewish is it's kind of like the extreme version of Judaism.
Of the Soho House?
Of the Soho House. Of the Soho House. Of Judaism,
it's
right?
It's like Israel's our homeland, it's for Jews only.
Right.
It's like our holy place.
Right.
We believe it is our right to have it exist.
Wow. Yeah.
It's like America's built on a set of rules, but it technically could exist in multiple locations.
Right.
Because the rules
that's the idea.
That's interesting.
Transferable. And
And like in the last quarter of the 20th century, apparently Neo-Zionism and post-Zionism popped up. But like, does this make any sense at all? Neo-Zionism accentuates the messianic and particularistic dimensions of Zionist nationalism, while post-Zionism accentuates its normalizing and universalistic dimensions. I don't get that.
I think that's maybe an opportunity for us to do our Zionism. I don't know if this is maybe the time to get into that someday. Yeah. I would love to talk more about Zionism. I think it's bizarre and interesting, but I don't know.
That's crazy.
Fucking anything about it, so I'm not going to pretend.
Yes, there's a lot of conspiracy theories involved with them.
Involved with Zion.
This sub is we take a popular conspiracy and then we kind of disprove it by saying like, yeah, you're the guy who figured out 9/11 was a fraud because you work at Jiffy Lube and you sit in your mom's basement and you know fuck all about skyscraper engineering and gasoline physics.
Right.
And then we prove that or something.
Oh,
as
my
an
God.
Yeah. Well, that's, I mean, yeah. I mean, this is, it's sarcastic, right? So there's that other picture that you mentioned actually sums it up perfectly because it is like a guy sitting in his, it's a guy sitting at a computer, really chubby guy. He's got a cigarette hanging out of his mouth. He's literally, his whole desk is lined with Mountain Dew and
it's
chips.
Mountain Dew.
And it says,
Not Faygo.
Says, I've documented over 500 instances of Zionist conspiracy, right? So, but it's a guy, like, again, it's like this fucking loser, right? So that's basically what they're saying.
I think,
saying
like,
is
just
like,
to get that, like, right. We need to talk about it several more times. Because this kid looks like Chet. Like, it looks like his name is Chet. He looks like the brother from Home Alone.
Yeah, he looks like the brother from Home Alone after the brother, like...
he has, like, a pet tarantula, for sure.
Like, fired from Blockbuster
Video. 8 years
later,
yeah.
Anyway,
thank God for the computer. And
it seems like the top minds are like talking a lot about the Donald,
right?
Like almost exclusively.
It's because the Donald is fucking. The Donald is the biggest circle jerk on Reddit right now, and
conspiracy theory like place.
On TV and the news and everything else. I mean,
The Donald, like the sub itself, all it is just an unadulterated love and defense for Donald Trump constantly.
And I think some people do it sarcastically to be funny too.
I mean,
but
of
I
course.
Think, but it's that's
troll
what
city
sucks.
On
it's
there.
Just like,
right.
Everybody's like,
if
anyway,
you want to go there to argue about how Donald Trump sucks, like you'll get your licks in.
So 4 days ago, they reposted a tweet from 2013 that Donald Trump wrote. And it's got almost 5,000 upvotes.
Jesus.
And it's just a tweet that says, how amazing. The state health director who verified copies of Obama's, quote, birth certificate died in a plane crash today. All others lived. That's our president.
Yep.
He typed that four years ago.
And then people on this sub are like,
he's a time traveler.
Yeah,
I wonder now that he's president how he's gonna prove this. Like, let's invalidate Barry's entire presidency and get all of his Supreme Court like nominees that kicked out.
So there's almost this kind of like reminiscent of like a Ken M trolling effect. Like it's kind of like a nice way to troll people in a smart way that's clever and makes people look dumb.
Do you mean top minds?
Top minds,
yeah.
Like I'm just like trying to just comparing. Like,
yeah,
the tone is playful and funny and clever.
Well, it's pretty combative, man. I mean,
fuck that then.
I mean, it's so the reason it's combative, like the related subs are R is conspiracy racist, and the answer is always yes, right?
Oh man,
conspiratard,
yeah.
Top minds from around the world, panic history, predictions of impending doom, and commentary on the life of the American police state, actual conspiracies. Real conspiracies supported by actual substantive evidence and reputed sources.
Jesus.
So that's kind of like that's a little bit, I think, where we are, where we're going. That's why I guess we are a little bit more on the top minds of Reddit camp mentally, because we kind of look at conspiracy almost like we're watching an Avengers film or something. Mm-hmm. We're just like, this is so entertaining.
Yeah,
right?
And some of them are so creative. We're like, oh my God, that's a good one.
Like, really, you should go like get a degree in creative writing. Dude.
Yeah,
so smart, right?
But if you look at the Donald, like I love that Top Minds calls some of these out, because like that airplane tweet is literally rooted in a fucking batshit conspiracy theory that our now president was tweeting about years ago. Like, yeah. This guy's like, this plane crashed exactly where it was supposed to crash. The diver wearing the rebreather was simply waiting. I suspect that they planned the operation. And they right. didn't think any of the passengers would have the wherewithal to record their impending demise. So they're like saying that they had, there were syringes and black wetsuits right. littered around the crash site. Like, the CIA was ready to kill everybody, every survivor who landed.
Who's saying, and this guy's saying this based like, on...
This guy, probably this these ones are, since it's like an old conspiracy theory, they're right. they're talking about like yeah. they all know it. Like, they're like, oh yeah, that one, that plane
I also
crash.
Heard there was right. a bunch of, yeah, and they're like, really? And it's like, you just heard that?
What? Right. So Top Minds posts it today and are like, so is anyone going to tell him he's not in office anymore? Like, yeah. why are we still talking about Obama on I the know. Donald?
That's one of the things that I get really frustrated about with a lot of the... A lot of the conversation about Donald Trump, kind of a lot of people's defense and shit, is he, it's always like, dude, he's not our president anymore. Fucking like yeah. Hillary Clinton is not a candidate.
No.
She lost. Why do we keep talking about
yeah,
her?
Like, stop it, attacking these people.
A literally an irrelevant thing now. Just focus on your fucking guy, man. Like, focus on the crazy shit he's saying.
Yeah.
On the other stuff people are
this
saying.
This should,
right?
oh, like, this one commenter on Top Minds is like, now they can finally impeach that nasty Kenyan.
I know. It's like, so that's, so yeah, so that's what we're, that's what Top Minds is all about, and I love it. And there's also actually, I found when I was, this is another great example of the fucking, the dichotomy between the two. And, you know, there's no secret that that Reddit is a bunch of nerds, right? But
yeah.
but I think that there's still a spectrum of nerds, right? Where, you know, when we were in high school, I think high school is like the most dramatic cultural division that you see in kind of basic American society, right? Like, everybody's
yeah.
really harshly divided between certain cliques, and then those cliques start to like converge a little bit later. But there are still instances, though, I've noticed where the kind of the severity of the original cliques still happens in adulthood, right?
Yeah.
Where you'll see like tech guys are like kind of nerdy and you're like, I was a nerd in high school, but they're like cool and they smoke weed and they're just like, oh, it's a cool guy now. But every once in a while you'll see a dude who's just like a fucking nerd and it's so hard to not make fun of them. You know what I mean?
I know. Like even they're in their 30s or 40s and yeah. you know they're a nerd.
Yeah, and you're and, but they're like
but your horrible childhood yeah. like personality comes out too because you're right. like, I wanna like
where do you
I
start
wanna
with,
kick him. I wanna kick
breakdown.
Dirt at him.
Well, so the reason
I started tennis shoes and go up. You start at the top and go
yeah.
down.
Like if you're wearing white New Balances.
I think I don't even need to get past tennis shoes most times. But because I'm that good at tennis shoe spotting. But
oh,
so you know he's a loser. And you don't even have to look at their knees. You know.
So they could be.
I don't think I need to go past the knees.
No.
So what would be.
It helps. It's informative, but.
Describe like the most nerdy shoe shin to knee that you could possibly see in the wild.
Okay. The wild. So
you're walking through the San Bernardino Mountains and you run into somebody.
You
yeah.
hear
tell us
rustling
how you identify
in the trees.
Anybody who wears a Skechers is either.
Yes.
If they're under 30,
right.
they're total nerd. If they're
right.
over 40, they just don't give a fuck anymore.
Yes.
And they're like, I'm just going for the deal.
Exactly.
Aren't they
cool.
poor? Where does poverty sit in this spectrum?
Well, if they're wearing ankle yeah. socks and you can see
white
like...
white ankle socks.
Because I do see a lot of like the Latin contingent of like the
right.
Like the immigrant community
right.
wearing Skechers because like they're just a hot deal and it's a pretty tight
right.
shoe.
And yeah. we're judging
cool.
solely
yeah.
by...
Because
when I was a poor kid... I went for those shoes too because like
right.
that's what I could get.
Yeah,
because they were like $19,
and they were kind of cool when I was in middle school. Maybe that was just a nerd.
We just found ourselves a nerd. Beat her up.
I could have sworn they were cool.
Wedgie.
Like for a month or two. My mom has a pair of slip-on Skechers, but it's specifically for
dog walking.
She just walks dogs like 500 times a day.
She's past the age of. Like
give
trying
it a shit.
To fit into a clique.
Yeah,
I think.
She is. She totally is. She's her own.
Unless
woman.
Your mom's like 31.
No, she had me when she was 14.
Is she the so she falls in the later. The
yeah,
latter
the latter category of being like, I don't give a fuck about trends. Like these shoes are cheap. I can replace them if I step in a pile of dog shit,
yeah.
and they're easy to put on.
My mom actually shops at Chico's, which is pretty fucking rad.
Chico's
is fucking cool. And I know a guy who shops for shirts at Chico's, and he's like,
get out of here.
Yeah, he's like, you'll get really good material, a great fit.
That's baller that a guy shops at Chico's, because
yeah.
I think it's like moms at over
it's
60.
100% for moms.
I don't know
this
what,
guy,
I don't know
like,
what Chico's is.
Chico's is the bomb.
Oh, Google Chico's.com. Just do it. Chico's,
we might get them as a sponsor because
we should try. We should try. So we're it's like like menopausal mom clothes.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
And I don't mean that mean. I'm going to go through menopause very soon.
Guys, speaking of top minds and conspiracies, dude, I started searching Chico's and the first thing that came up was Chico's pizza.
What?
What?
I think Chico's footwear is part of the Zionist conspiracy.
I think this
that
is here's my conspiracy against pizza and Pizzagate. I think Taco Bell started this conspiracy to get people off pizza because it's probably the number one food in America, and they want to get people onto tacos or something like that. Like, there's some kind of a
that seems like something Taco Bell would have
like
done.
Something
because
they do.
Pizza's just too good and too popular. So it's like if you eat pizza, it's like rollerblades and being gay, right?
Yeah.
Like,
if you eat pizza, you're a pedophile.
You're a pedophile, but like you know, they took down the whole rollerblade industry in 3 years for just being like, if you skate, you're gay.
I know.
Yeah. That's
that was
true.
Sad. So it looks. I'm just saying it can happen.
Cool.
Watch out. And if you like pizza, fight back.
Yeah. Are you, so you're a rollerblader apologist.
I'm a blader.
A blader apologist.
I can blade fast.
Apologist. That's true.
Skating is hard. Like, think about it. You know what? Think about this conspiracy for a minute. The nerdiest roller skates, four wheels, had two like a car.
Yeah, 2x2s. Those are called roller skates.
Yeah, skates.
Yeah.
Then it got cool because you were like, let's do blades. You can steer better.
I mean, they're called blades, dude.
They're called blades. Like, fucking cool.
Wesley Snipes.
And then
swords.
Skateboarders are like, let's go back to the 2x2. And it's like, why are you trying to devolve, guys?
Go back to the 2x2.
We peaked at rollerblades. Like, fuck them for making it uncool. But I love rollerblades.
That's kind of our society, though, is just the constant state of de-evolution, though,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah. That's
yeah,
true.
Let's just take it back to the, you know.
I'm sorry, I don't mean to say people who skateboard are like not as cool as people who blade,
total
but they aren't.
Total dweebs.
We don't want a bunch of kids with Zippos showing up here lighting our shoes on
fuck
fire.
Fuck yeah.
Zippos.
Skaters are hard.
When can adults start officially getting the like skate around the hallways shoes?
Oh, Heelys.
Heelys.
I think
or
if
wheelies?
You're from Gen X wheelies? And over 27.
Heelys. I still fucking see kids floating around on those things.
Dude,
I hate it.
Well, it's like the... I mean, don't you, every time you see one, though, have a little bit of like, this is the future, man? Because I always... I was actually at a coffee shop the other day. And I was just like... I mean, kids are so fucking casual about it. That's what makes it so crazy. It's like, you're doing your thing. And then you see a kid, like, moving with the grace of a ghost.
Yeah.
And looking at you. And then
you drop your coffee because like he's distracted.
Yeah.
Like, oh, I can't handle it.
I know. It's like, what the hell is going
on? Too smooth.
So amazing.
Me out. I mean,
so
squeeze
amazing.
Your coffee cup.
That always fucking happens to me. Like, I see a kid and you're just like, that is a seraphim, dude. I'm seeing an angel in real life.
Yeah.
And then like you rub your eyes and it's actually like a kid with braces and freckles and you're like, what?
All up his nose.
Yeah. Yeah. Blackheads all over. Yeah. Like, oh man, that's amazing. Well, I know
what's
talked...
the newest version of the shoe? Because
I think it's still just Heelys.
Right.
I think like it's they're still going strong. Why would you? But you know what they're doing now? It's like it went from moms are like, fine, I'll get you Heelys, to now it's like moms are like, fine, I'll get you an iPhone.
Oh, yeah, it's true.
I'll get you an iPad and you can watch it in a restaurant instead of learn about etiquette and socialization. Sorry.
Yeah,
I'm getting my kid Heelys for sure.
Yeah. He'll be like, I want like an iPhone, Dad. And you'll be like, I got one better for you. Here are a pair of red leather Heelys.
I got one better for you.
He'll be like, thank you. I didn't even know I wanted this until you gave it to me.
So I don't know about you guys, but I'm going to be watching. Is that you?
Extreme.
That's you, right?
Or no.
Is that me?
I think that's
you. Oh, that's me?
I kind of like it,
extreme,
though.
Extreme. I'm just watching extreme Heelys videos now.
At 7 a.m. in the pod, it gets my energy pumping.
It's funny because we're looking at these videos. Let's finish our discussion about Heelys and then get back to our fucking topic of the day because this is ridiculous.
Heelys.
But I'm watching these videos. This is a video
of extreme Heelys.
Not very popular. It's got 9,406 views and people really do not like it.
When was it uploaded?
2007.
Perfect.
And it's the info is just best of the best. That's all it says. And it's a guy,
the best video on YouTube
is learning them for the first time. Like he's got the grace of somebody who's getting on one of those like those what do you, I mean they're essentially the the fucking things that everybody loves that you just, you're, oh, God damn it. What do you call those things? The full, the,
oh,
sniper those rifles. Like,
sniper rifles.
Is it the, those skateboards with only the
hoverboards,
two wheels?
That's what I'm saying. Yeah, hoverboards. Hoverboards. I don't know why I was blanking on that, but. But it kind of looks like somebody who's hoverboarding for the first time. So he's kind of got he just tanked it. Yeah.
Shit.
So he doesn't have his grace figured out yet.
Oh my God.
Which is kind of makes it even more impressive that these kids just like
they
go
take
from
to it
walking
naturally
to this to just healing
gliding
like nothing
angels.
I mean, this dude smashed his face on using Heelys, so
but kids don't. Kids are
kids
just
don't.
Like they put them on and they're off.
All right, I just found the ultimate dork. We're talking about nerds.
Yeah,
this guy. I just found a video of this guy in the airport. He's like in slacks,
right.
Button up white shirt, and a navy blue blazer, mm-hmm. with his airport travel case and a selfie stick, and he's healing through the airport. And he's like 33.
Damn.
And he's like on his way to catch
the
his
ultimate
flight.
Nerd.
That's it, right?
And he's
right.
filming himself rushing,
I mean,
to get
is,
it. Oh my God.
Yeah, I mean, he's
yes.
exactly what I was just saying. He's the nerdiest guy.
That's incredible.
He probably
a lot of views.
It's like the guy who started Uber, probably.
Oh, yeah. You know?
probably.
He's like,
oh,
look, it's
God.
Just a more efficient way to get around. I don't know what's,
yeah.
why you're laughing at me. It's like, well.
Yeah.
Either started Uber or is just one of the many, many top minds that are discussing
yeah.
Pizzagate as we speak.
Yep.
Right.
I like Heelys.
Heelys are so funny.
I'm pretty into this. Is there, should we just change the topic of today
to
Heelys?
Our Heelys?
Our Heelys?
Or we could link
it
to
thing?
A conspiracy, and here's mine.
Oh, yeah, do it.
Well, right. I just think kids are being trained on Heelys as like Uzi assassins. I think it's like the perfect way to come up and shoot someone. Like I'm walking and walking and walking.
Yeah.
Now I'm coming at you 15 miles an hour. Shoot,
right.
shoot, 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 shoot. Drop the gun, walk, walk, walk. Like
yeah.
nobody would see a kid
no
assassin coming
no.
on Heelys. That's
you're
kind of
right.
the ultimate. So
and suddenly they're like high stepping to avoid the wheel.
Yeah, da, da, da. Bushes, high step.
Right.
Jump back on the cement.
Zoom off.
Zoom off.
Oh my God.
Oh boy. I love Reddit so much. So I searched Reddit Heelys, and here are the things that came up on
oh
Google, right? Number one, the video that you mentioned on Cringe, right?
Mm-hmm.
Selfie stick and Heelys used in an airport.
What
on
a
Cringe.
Door.
I know. Number two, can I? This is 4RSDIT. I don't know what that is, but can I still wear Heelys without looking like a clown? No.
No, you no, can't.
Number three, I don't care if I look silly. This man is a genius. That's a sub. I didn't realize it was a sub, but that's a sub, and it probably is that guy. Number four, this is an ask women comment or an ask women topic.
No.
Do Heelys look good on a guy?
No.
No.
They don't. One answer.
Number five.
If that guy has to ask.
It's like, too late already for
it's
you.
Too late,
this
right?
could
just
very well
them.
Be the same guy asking this, but this is in trees, right? The subreddit for smoking weed, and it's a guy that says, does anybody know where I can get a pair of Heelys size 12?
Go on the website, bro.
Is there like an overstock Heelys site?
That's amazing. There is an R Heelys, but it's all in Russian.
Oh my God.
Like the side is just in Russian. I put it through free translation and it's like the roller shoe and
wait,
Russian word on rollers. Heelys, comma, this unusual shoe and Russian word. And like there are 193 people who... Like none
oh
of the posts are.
God.
Well, I guess some of the posts are in Russian.
They all know how to ice skate in Russia,
right.
So I would assume like.
Don't
a transition.
People joke like how all of our trends like hit Russia like 20 years later?
Right.
Yeah,
that's actually funny.
That's pretty cool.
This is
they love it.
I actually found a.
This just
is
in Heelys, huge in Moscow. Putin rolls into the next convention with one.
Oh my
love
god!
Love your new American sneaker. Yeah. It's like yeah.
Dude, this is a.
And they all think he looks badass.
I loved
doing
you before.
It.
I found a proper video of an actual like. Like, dude who's really into doing, like, being a Heely guy. And he's at a fucking skate park, but he's using Heelys and a scooter.
No.
he's not even skating. And the guy has a fucking beard. Like, this guy's got to be in his mid-30s.
That is so fucking stupid.
This is the lamest thing ever.
But how much of that guy's, like, personality? I kind of wish I had 10% of it as, like, the not give a fuck part.
Yeah. The degaff part.
What's
like,
DGAF?
Don't give a fuck.
Oh, is
that DGAF?
A thing? DGAF.
Oh my
that's
God.
A thing.
This guy is the lamest
is really?
Person
oh.
alive.
Yeah. Well, that's what my friend Carly always says, and I've taken to saying
that's
it.
That's cool. DGAF.
DGAF, man.
I use Wham, and now I'm using DGAF.
Kablam.
Man.
Wham's walking around.
I can totally tie this into a conspiracy theory, like a real one.
Because let's stay on topic, guys.
Yeah.
Because we're so good.
Who likes Heelys?
Right.
Young boys.
Oh.
Young boys like Heelys.
Who likes pizza?
Our conspiracy.
These Heelys bring
politicians.
All the pizza boys to the yard.
Who likes pizza? Young right. boys. After their Heely competition.
Yeah.
So
I just can't stop thinking about giving this dude a wedgie.
Oh,
I'm just thinking about beating this guy up I'm watching on
oh,
YouTube
yeah.
right now.
These people are fucking idiots.
Not hurting him, but just being like throwing his bike in a tree.
Like how you beat up
yeah.
your best friend when
yeah.
you're younger.
Exactly.
Okay,
just
so
giving
this...
him a, like, is a shoulder check crossing the line in the airport?
No.
I think that's assault.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that's assault.
Yeah, I'm going to call rape if
airport.
Somebody does that to
but
me for
in
sure.
In court, you could be like, yeah, but he was on Heelys with a selfie stick, and the judge would be like,
The judge would be like, objection, but the jury would all be like,
I'm going to lower this from assault to
we
like,
hear you.
We get it. Just don't
right.
do it again.
Don't do it again. So yeah. everyone here knows what NAMBLA is, right? For those of you listeners who don't, it's the North American Man Boy Love Association.
Okay.
I thought everybody okay. knew that. I know that.
I do know.
NAMBLA?
Yeah. It's
NAMBLA.
A real thing.
It's a real thing. And like, there, it is a group of people who are like, there is nothing wrong with grown men being intimate with little boys. It's a form of love.
That's a thing?
It's a
yes.
fucking
oh
thing.
My
South
God.
Park did an episode on it.
It's terrifying. Jesus they have their own logo. Christ. They have a website. It's disgusting. But the Trudeau Foundation, President Trudeau of Canada,
right?
The annual report
the
came
man
out
in the world.
A few right. days ago. He's so sexy. He's great. He can do no wrong.
Physics.
There's
that
a
smile,
big
that hair.
NAMBLA logo on his foundation annual report. So he's
wait,
probably
what?
A pedophile, is what our conspiracy is saying.
Oh my God.
So they show, there's a page three, like right away in the beginning of his annual report. It's learn, share, change with like a triangle logo. And they're like, this is the NAMBLA logo. Like, even if it resembles it,
so
like, why
bizarre.
Would this is like, this is fucked up. So
I feel
top
like
minds.
Like-
like takes this and they're like
this is making me feel weird just being
oh, yeah.
on their website.
It's fucking gross. Like just Google NAMBLA.com. Just
oh
do it.
Man,
it doesn't, it's not kiddie porn, I swear to God. It's like
no,
they
it's,
try to be legitimate and legal and they don't do anything
yeah,
illegal
kiddie,
outwardly.
Kiddie porn stepping stones.
Yeah, exactly.
It's a pedophile and pedastry advocacy organization.
Yeah, and because like they don't ever like post pictures or like admit to actually doing specific things, nobody
weird.
Can get them in trouble for anything because they're just, it's freedom
weird.
Of speech.
You think it's better if they do have each other to hang out with in a social, because it's
maybe, or do,
if they're kept in the basements, like will they fester
yeah.
and kind of be, like lash out
right?
as opposed
well,
to like if they're out in the open
point.
And like we kind of know
yeah.
where they are, like that's the NAMBLA house.
Mm-hmm.
Don't go there.
Yeah.
Don't go there.
But we know where it is.
Yeah.
As
like,
opposed to like, everybody's guy in the basement. It
yeah.
used to be in the dark.
It might
right.
be so, better.
Well, it's maybe it's the same logic as like KKK and shit. You know what I mean?
You're
mm-hmm.
not getting rid of pedophiles, unfortunately. They're kind of like a thing.
Well, it's
but
also
now
like
organized.
I think there's to
now
a degree.
They're
unionized. They're
they
unionized.
Are.
They have
shit.
A collective bargaining situation going on.
Oh my God! NAMBLA rights.
Telling you this. Democracy is not working out for some of us.
No.
I mean, it's a lot of I tend to subscribe to the idea that there's a spectrum of mental health that like kind of the pedophile pedastry thing falls into
mm-hmm.
where you're like, maybe we should spend some time like researching how the brains are working in this situation.
Yeah.
And in which case I kind of go, if they have a psychological problem, right, which may very well be the case.
Yeah, and they were all pedophiles,
or,
and now they're
yeah,
gonna,
some,
it's
something
like,
where like there's
a
behavioral problem,
like,
right?
Something happened
yeah.
to them, and like,
yeah. So, so it is kind of fucked up that we were so aggressively shunning. But I think it's like the same thing where it's like you have sociopathic tendencies. Let's keep you a little isolated, but
yeah.
like make sure we're not
yeah
like just throwing you in the trash bin as a person, right?
Yeah. I feel like it can go both ways like that.
Yeah.
Like if you organize and you find like-minded people, maybe you start to feel like you're not so weird and your
right.
ideas might not be so crazy.
Yeah, you're right. Like they could get confident and bolster like
right.
yeah. and be like, "Yeah, you're right. We're
Let's,
all right."
Yeah.
Having mm-hmm. sex with boys is great.
So we need like an agent
to monitor them.
Yeah, right. I think so.
Well, I'm sure there are plenty. I'm sure they're very a very monitored organization
of the CIA, yeah. Like constantly watching yeah. them. But the so
maybe that's what you do with like the new. That's like the. Like the kind of hazing ritual for like new CIA members.
Yeah, you're on the like, NAMBLA team.
You're on the NAMBLA team.
NAMBLA Overlook Squad for
we're like
7 months.
Like, hey, no. We have a new project. It's NAMBLA. Not it. Oh, fucking
Nose
Tom.
Goes, newbie.
Oh, fucking Tom is on NAMBLA.
Tom's on the NAMBLA squad. Yeah.
Get down to the basement. Join your new team.
Yeah.
So, Top Minds post this. Justin Trudeau is apparently a pedophile, okay. And they take one of the top comments from the conspiracy thread, which is, most people were expecting an inconspicuous small symbol, but no, these fuckers took out a full page to advertise the symbol. And the top Minds comment is, and they did this because... .. Like, if you are trying to secretly let people... Like, why would you... If you're trying to secretly, like... alert people to your affiliation with NAMBLA or that you're a pedophile in a really discreet kind of way. Why would he put this as page three as the only image on page three?
Right. Like I support this cause.
He wouldn't do
no,
it.
No, he wouldn't do
and
it.
And it's not the same logo. Right. So end of story. But that's
pretty
funny.
That's and that pretty much sums up
a
lot of
the motivation to tip other
a lot
people
of the
off.
top minds shit where you just kind of go, hey, listen, if you really want to think hard enough about it, you can maybe try to do that, but you have to suspend all logic. And I think part of it, too, is, I mean, there are levels of psychology here that I think are interesting. I think people in this situation, on the internet and in Reddit in specific, you see the term beta male a lot.
Oh, yeah.
Right? And I think this is where I think it's a little bit prevalent, where it's all these guys who aren't... the most masculine or alpha male of people, right? And they feel ashamed of it. Yeah. So they overcompensate in all these ways, right? And I think one of the ways that you see it happening with a lot of these kind of like nerdy conspiracy theorist types is through things like this, where they're just, they try to be the most woke person on the fucking internet, right? as their kind of their proof of their own validity as a male or as a person based in kind of competition in my opinion, right? So that's why I think it's funny that you're always like, it's Trudeau or it's Obama or whatever. It's like these politicians that are, I think, typically leftist on the kind of the elitist angle. And then like,
it's just all those people are just like complaining that somebody else has more than them.
I know.
Yeah.
I know.
And here's why I'm not better at what I do, which is like sitting around being fat and being a loser.
Well, they're really good at being sitting around being fat and being a loser.
If you were elected to high offices for being a fat loser, they would stop the conspiracy theories tomorrow.
Right? Oh, yeah.
They
totally.
Take the position and be like, oh, okay.
I have value now. Yeah. I have value now. I don't need to do
this. So when you have no value, you know, you just try shit on the people that have value. And that's kind of everything. I mean,
it's everything. I mean, it's we see it everywhere all the time. And it's those people. I mean,
so guys, get up there. Take a walk today.
If you care too much about shit, then you're susceptible to this kind of bullshit reasoning, right?
Yeah.
Because you're just trying, like, you're not trying to enhance anything. You're just trying to discredit everything, right?
Mm-hmm.
And that's exactly what's happening. And I think that's part of the reason
you can
why
see those people. You see those guys like walk. I see them at like the coffee shop. They're like in their 50s. They haven't really worked. They're like, you could tell they're like a little gnarly and pissed off.
Yeah.
Right? Like, I don't believe anything, and everyone's trying to fuck me.
You're
like, all right, cool. Like,
whatever,
how's that attitude been working out?
Totally.
Where are you now?
Totally. Mm-hmm. Right.
You're like, got a thing going, someone's giving you $200 a month, you're on disability, you got like four things, the government's probably floating you.
Damn.
Like everyone else is fucked and everyone else is lame. You're like,
yeah, that's
just like a negative approach to, and I think like teenagers have it innately because they're like, fuck stuff, man.
Right.
Yeah, you gotta grow out of that shit.
Yeah, exactly. It's growing out of it. It's like a growing out of
it's
period,
a natural
right?
thing to have at some point for some amount of time, but grow the fuck out of it.
But but that's, you know, that's also, I mean, everybody knows that there are a lot of people who view that point of their adolescence as like the top part of their life forever, right? And if I've always thought this was bizarre when people were like, enjoy, you know, enjoy your senior year. It's the best time of your life, right? Enjoy college. It's the best time of your life. If you're like, you're a fucking child, right? If that's the best time of your life and that's the narrative that you subscribe to, you're fucked, man.
Yeah.
You know?
Dude,
like,
yeah.
I can't say every year hasn't gotten better. I mean, I think for me, it's been more interesting and I'm doing more challenging things.
Well, now you've gotten to, you're like into golf now, man. You've been kind of getting to this point where you're like, I've reached my best me. Now I'm at golf.
What's,
I got a kid.
I don't know golf, like Gulf of Mexico.
Yeah.
Oh, golf. Oh, are you saying golf?
Golf.
Golf.
Oh, I thought golf was like a term like higher than platinum. I'm like, whoa,
golf.
I reached golf.
What is
my
that?
Friday walked in here enthusiastic about golf.
The golf plane.
These millennials. Yeah. Golf is I've reached golf. It's I like being alone.
Yeah.
And like practicing my
alone with your mind,
mental gymnastics.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Like who? That's not fun for a teenager.
No.
There's zero M80s involved in that.
No, it's true.
Nobody's taking their.
You
nuts
can't get
out.
A Call of Duty badge.
No.
For mental gymnastics.
It's the least seemingly exciting thing ever.
Ooh.
I've mastered my emotions.
Right.
You're like, cool, grandpa. You lame dork.
I just found a conspiracy theory I've never heard of before. So this one is based on Justin Trudeau again.
Okay.
So he apparently he gave like $650 million, moved this money around for in honor of International Women's Day, granted $650 million for reproductive rights.
Cool.
So on Our Canada, people are like talking about it. Someone just says in this thread, let's not forget about a demographic here, men. I don't know what that means or the context. But the next guy goes, most women don't support abortion, yet alone. I think they meant let alone funding abortions in the third world with our tax dollars. Give your head a shake. Okay. And this guy goes, what's your source for most women don't approve abortion? And he's like, there's a few working in Google, suspiciously hidden, though, which should be a red flag that something is up. But one that jumped out was a January 2017 article from Real Clear Politics titled Poll Finds Most Women Back Abortion Restrictions.
Real, I think real it's easy. Clear Politics.
It's easy to think all women are pro-choice if you live in a city. What? So this Top Minds article is like, Top Minds knows women don't support abortion, but Google is censoring the evidence that would support him. Oh, I get it.
Right.
Years ago, when I was trying to find citable references for my paper, the importance of understanding satire using the story Harrison Bergeron, it wasn't because there are only two. It's because the Jews are censoring Google.
Yeah.
Got it.
Exactly. I mean,
your horrible paper topic that you can't find any citable sources for. So you're what the fuck, Google? You're censoring all the stuff that would support my dumb idea.
I know.
God. Assholes.
I mean, this is the other thing I wonder with all these. Are these so all these conspiracies, these people, like their mentalities, and there are the ways of thinking that seem inherently, and maybe this is the problem, is because I think of it this way to begin with, but they seem inherently wrong and evil, right? Where you're like restricting people's free choice, or like, you know, not recognizing egalitarianism with women or whatever, like whatever it is. Like, is there something in our society that makes people want to side with evil or the bad side that these people subscribe to? Because I think the narrative is, or maybe it's like a form of Stockholm syndrome. Because I don't know, just all the shit that Trump says, him as a person.
Sure.
But yet there are all these, there are people in the Donald who will defend him to the fucking death.
Yeah.
Even though he's the least relatable person in the world to them on most artificial levels, right?
It's pride.
Yeah.
Is what you're talking about.
I guess.
It's gotta be.
As a simple emotion, it's like, I won't admit I was wrong, and I never will, because pride. And that's what
I think you're right.
I can control, and that's what I think I have. I have nothing.
Yeah.
I wear wheelies.
That's why it's so refreshing when someone just apologizes to you for doing something, and you're like, what?
Yeah, if,
whoa. Right.
Pride's probably, I don't know, there's probably really an article on this, but it's probably a number one killer of career and growth, personal growth. And
think
it's
of all the people who die not speaking to someone, you know?
Oh, totally.
My mom
Pride's probably a, it's got a it sounds good, right?
Yeah.
Like there's Pride t-shirts about it.
But there's like
Pride.
Two
White Pride.
Two edges to every swords.com.
Gay Pride, White Pride. And, yeah.
Actually, it's probably not true. I guarantee they've got like a four-sided sword on there. I guarantee.
Four-sided
sword. If it exists, they've got it on
swords.com.
You're
so right. Yeah, somehow like every literally every angle of the sword is a blade.
20-sided
dice.
That's
fucking cool. I got to get that.
The 20-sided dice is the nub.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh,
that
man.
That would be
sick.
A completely ineffective knife, but that would be it. At that point,
you keep
just,
hitting me, but I'm not getting cut.
Yeah, yeah, you're just bludgeoning me at that point.
And the wind resistance is through the roof.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. Oh my god. Cuts through the wind like
we call it a knife, but it's really just like a cylindrical cylindrical boulder.
A cylindrical boulder. I don't
you
even
can't
know
really
what,
do
what
much
that
with that.
Like.
Yeah.
But it is. That's all you can explain it by. Have you guys ever heard of this? The conspiracy theory, Antarctica anomalies?
No.
I was just looking at one.
Tell
of
me more. I appreciate the fact that you are keeping us on task, by the way, because I'm like between just thinking about beating up this guy I was watching a video of Healy's on and just like the hexagonal or the cylindrical boulder
sword.
I'm like I'm in a different plane of consciousness right now.
On a
so
gulf.
Sorry. Yeah.
Your inner bully is just
my inner bully's just coming out with this one. I just want to beat up all the nerds, you know?
Your spidey bully sense is tingling.
It really is.
You're like, "Oh."
I'm just I can't
punching
keep
fist
myself.
Into hand.
I know. Just like
I'm
just dreaming of all the swirlies torn. I'm going to give.
All the knuckle sandwiches you're going to dole out.
Exactly.
So Antarctica
in the 1950s. Right.
That's what my grandpa used to say to us when we were saying, "I'm gonna give you a knuckle sandwich." He was like from the war, like a Navy guy.
Right.
And so, that was like a real insult. And when all the grandkids start laughing, he's
they're like, "Why are you not offended?
Why are you all laughing?"
They're like, "Fuck you, Grandpa."
What a wacky old thing you said.
A wacky old thing.
Run away, and you're like, "Oh,
you cunt.
I wish I could keep up with those fucking kids."
I know.
Antarctic anomalies are people who it's like. The best of the best conspiracy theorists, like the craziest people.
Nice.
They like think like Antarctica, there's proof of aliens, ancient civilizations, crashed UFOs, advanced ancient technology, secret Nazi bases, just everything. But like, so there's this post on our conspiracy that is like, can we get an Antarctica theory discussion going? I've just been immersing myself in the Antarctica anomalies regarding elites visiting it en masse in 2016, the pyramid found there, patriarchal krill. What?
Oh my God.
Patriarchal krill. So he's like, let's talk about it. And apparently the number four post of all time in the subreddit Antarctic anomalies is about fucking Pizzagate.
Oh my God.
Number four of all time. How? I'm going to find out. How on earth did they connect it to Antarctica?
Pizzagate is fucking ridiculous.
How?
Dude. It's just, it is. It,
oh.
All right. I'm very excited to see how this is connected to Antarctica.
It's very clear how this is connected, actually. Obviously, Antarctica discoveries are a false flag event to distract us from Pizzagate.
Oh my fucking Christ. Mm. False flags are it's like the child insult of your gay, right?
Yeah.
It's like you just say it when you've run out of other things to think about,
it
right?
It sucks
it's
because
just a
it's
distraction,
a conversation
bro.
Ender. It's like a discussion ender.
It's a discussion ender and it's like...
Because you're like, oh, you're fucking crazy.
Yeah. Because that's the thing with a lot of these is like it's just based on pure delusion.
Yeah.
And it's like... they're imaginative. It's like it's all these like what if situations, right? It's like cool. Like what if that didn't happen? You're like, well, what the fuck? What do you want me to say to that? What if it didn't happen? I don't know.
Oh,
our human existence is a fucking hologram. Like what do you want me to say from that?
Yeah,
right?
Like you can't go anywhere.
No, you can't go anywhere. It's like okay, so it's a false flag.
What is that? So this guy says, they're preparing for an event that will be focused around Antarctica. If the rumors about Pizzagate arrests are true, I imagine this will be used to drown out the scope of those arrests. This global cabal is on its last leg and has failed in their attempt to get their priestess, Hillary Clinton, in control. While UFOologist and child molester John Podesta was preparing to be her Secretary of State, the discovery in Antarctica will simply be used to discover, quotes, that human history is at least... tens of thousands of years older and lost to an ancient civilization.
Tens of thousands is not enough.
That's a tiny amount of time.
That's like saying it's like Because the Earth is
50,000 years
six
old.
Months older than yeah. we expected.
A false flag to distract us from the pedophile ring of Pizzagate. No, I just think that would distract anybody if all the scientists came out and
Jesus
were like,
Christ.
Guys, well, Earth is 1,000 years older than we thought. Instead of like 500 billion, it's 500 billion in 1,000.
I do kind of think there was a previous human civilization that like was more advanced than we are now.
You think that?
And the Egyptians were like the tail end.
Ooh.
I think that's...
I don't know if I think that, like for real think that, but I do.
You like to entertain that idea. But this
I
is
do
the
like
difference.
To entertain that idea.
This is the difference between you and us and as a whole and like the top minds of Reddit, where we go, I want to entertain that as a thought experiment.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And then people here go, well, it's not a thought. I mean, why would it be a thought experiment? That happened.
Yeah.
And you go,
yeah,
but it didn't, though.
It didn't.
Well, I kind of.
And they go,
kind of know you can't prove it.
Yeah.
But it's fun to entertain.
Exactly. But that's the thing. Amazing. Is like there's almost this. There's a gully between like this is kind of where like science and reason and all that stuff kind of there's a really interesting place with anything we know, which is there's only to a point that you know, and you just have to kind of believe people who have been studying it for longer and trust that they're not fucking batshit crazy. I mean,
this
is
a
actually,
collective belief system that we all adhere by, which is laws and money.
Right.
And
I mean, this is the
there
other
are things that are not tangible that we go, yes, we're all on the same
right.
page. And what's going on now is that there's a lot of people choosing to not believe in like
right.
common beliefs
yeah.
that were common truths like not that long ago. Now they're
right.
like, maybe not.
Yeah. And I think part of this too, when we were talking about pride, I think there's also an element of this, which is sad and true and scary and whatever, where I think some people also go, well, I am not that smart. I'm not that good at anything. And I'm just a mediocre person. What the fuck? This is my life, right? And I think if you ever have that realization, then it makes it a lot easier to question everything. So it makes it easier for you to live, right? Because then you could be like...
You're justifying your position.
Well, it's your position, but also it's like you go... I mean, this is why people dispute science and shit. Because you're just like, I'm not smart enough to understand what that means.
Yeah.
So fuck them for knowing, right?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
It's true.
So it's like, and I think that, because there's no reason to really dispute science, right?
Yeah. It,
these are people who are spending all their time doing this, unless you flat out don't think there's any place for it, right?
I think you could probably... trace it back to wheelies. Like if the kid in school
to Heelys?
Heelys.
Yeah.
If the kids there's like a kid in school, a rich kid with Heelys, and you're like this poor kid with like a mustache, and you're like
right.
fuck
poor
that kid
with
this is so bad for kids with mustaches.
Fuck that kid with the Heelys.
Yeah.
I'm gonna beat him up.
Right.
If like, your son has a mustache, like
why are you gonna beat him up? You should be
one.
Like, hey man, cool Heelys instead of I'm gonna beat him up. So like is it human nature that we wanna like take what we don't have or tear down what we don't have because it gives us, it's like a Schadenfreude effect of like,
it makes us
feel better
that we don't have it.
I mean, maybe, you know, maybe it's basic, like kind of Darwinian ideas where you're just like,
if everyone does it, it's a human thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like
it's
if
not
you're
like
if
a group of people are like, this
your,
is how we're gonna be.
Totally.
If you're acting on like animal instincts, you'd probably just take it away from them.
Right.
But society is like, you can't do that, so I'm just going to be a dick to them and tell them
it's
stupid.
Right.
Yeah, it's the legal way to take away
Heelys. Deal
with
Heelys.
Yeah. Right.
Exactly.
You know what my least favorite conspiracy theory is? That Sandy Hook was faked.
Yeah. I know, man.
That's my least favorite.
You
so,
know why it's my least favorite? Is
why?
Because if...
I agree. I don't entertain that one at all.
No.
I don't entertain it.
I entertain
it,
the ones that have zero victims.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Like, zero victims or are just like fucking silly, right?
Yeah.
And the reason that Sandy Hook...
had a shitload of victims.
Yeah.
Technically.
Yeah.
And they're all pretty dumb, but Sandy Hook is fucking psychotic.
And part of the reason that it's so frustrating...
Alex Jones doesn't believe it.
Yeah.
I know. Well, he's a fucking...
He's a
nutcase. He's like the king of all of this, right?
Yeah.
He's on Joe Rogan, and he mentions it on Joe Rogan, and Rogan's like...
No, dude.
Wait, what?
No.
Like, he stops him, and then he goes off on this tangent. And
he's a fucking
Rogan
psycho.
Does?
No, Alex Jones.
But here's the thing with it, right?
Like, you're crazy.
Because if fat guy.
if you believe in it and you're really into this whole like Sandy Hook didn't happen thing, then you're just like, fuck, man, you're crazy and you don't believe anything and you're just like. But if it actually is true as well, right? Yeah. If there is that faint little bit of it being true, I don't want to live in this earth anymore, man. Because right. That's just fucking so sad and crazy, right?
Yeah, if that existed.
Yeah, and like that's kind of the thing where I think.
Same with like 9/11, the government did it. You're like, really? You're going to take down all those people?
Right.
Yeah. Or some like defund a war?
Right?
I mean,
that's true.
It's just, I like Top Minds because they just use logic Homeland. To be like, did you guys think this through? Because it actually doesn't make sense.
Yeah.
Like this one's like.
All it takes is one dude to be like, pay me $1 million and I'll tell you what happened.
And he's like, oh my God.
Exactly.
It's fake. This one guy posts a video that a few days ago that's like, we need to talk about Sandy Hook. And it's like this HD collaborative documentary by independent journalists that's like compiling all the evidence that it was fake. And the top comment is like, I live a few minutes away from Sandy Hook. As time went on, I knew it to be a farcical joke. Another paid, acted out shooting. I swear by some divine fate, I met William Stanley at a bookstore and he was telling me how fake it was. Most people think he's crazy. I listened to him intently and he was telling me about all the evidence that it was fake. Also, the cops beat him really bad. We're called Corrupticut for a reason, instead of Connecticut.
Oh my God.
Corrupticut.
So like, Top Minds gets it.
Took me a second to be like, Corrupticut? Are you trying to say Connecticut?
Yeah.
That's not even a good pun. Yeah. But Top Minds is like, why would they have to fake a school shooting? It's America. All they had to do is wait a month and someone else would shoot up a school anyway.
Connecticut Corrupt.
Connecticut Corrupt is way better because you understand what you're trying to say.
And that took you 20 seconds to come up with.
It took me a while. Yeah.
This guy's like, it would be like building a fake pub in Dublin and fill it with drunk people to pretend Irish people like beer.
Yeah,
and
exactly.
And this guy's like, oh, they did it because they wanted to take away all those guns that weren't taken.
Yeah, I mean.
Like, when you look at it logically, it's like, okay, so they faked Sandy Hook so they could take all our guns. No one took any guns.
Yeah.
So, like, why do people still think it was faked? Like.
Like, what was the result of it?
What was
like,
the result?
Yeah, like, what's the...
Here's my Obama... This is how it's going to go down. This is in this theory.
Yes.
It's like, okay, guys, here's the plan. We're going to get together. We're going to either fake a shooting or actually go kill 26 kids.
Right.
Okay? You're on board?
Yeah,
you good?
Yeah.
Good? Mm-hmm. Everyone's right. Like, I'm listening.
Right.
And then what we're going to do is we're going to put together legislation and take it to Congress and see if it passes.
And
if it doesn't pass, we're just going to walk away.
Pretend it never happened.
It never happened.
Jesus.
And then that's what happened. And everyone's like, yep, we're not going to pass this law. Right. And then
Guns were taken.
Yeah.
This
Look,
is
guys,
a sad.
Too bad
horrible.
For those kids. We tried.
Yeah. Move on to the next
Move
one.
On
right?
To the next
Orlando. Right?
Like, Orlando.
Yeah.
All right. We had a sleeper cell in Orlando.
All
right.
The articles. They're all actors. And none of the actors have friends or families that corroborate that they're actors. They're just, they're fake. And the kids are, their pictures that were created using a face morphing app. And like, I just, I can't get there.
A phenomenally diabolical liar to like carry on some kind of a farce like that.
But this is also, this is, I think, my same logic about why I think Sandy Hook would be a sad one to subscribe to, why it's a bad example in general. It's kind of the same reason why I think people do believe it, which is
it's so fucking sad
that I think that you just go, as a society, we go, I don't want to believe that there is a guy who's so unhinged that he's capable of wandering into a school and just fucking killing a bunch of preschoolers, and there's that he's not a Nazi, he's just a crazy guy.
Yeah, and if that's real, I'm not safe.
Yeah, exactly. It's like
what kind of world do we live in?
It makes it way easier to live in our. It's the same thing with like religion, right? I don't want to get on a soapbox here with that, and I don't even. I'm not like an atheist. I don't subscribe to that, but it's the same thing you see with religion, where it's like, it's so much easier to live a shitty life if you can force yourself consciously to believe that maybe this isn't the end of your shitty life.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Where you kind of go, hey, you know what? Rural Indiana, and I'm like, and I have, I'm like, I'm married to somebody that I don't really like, and my kids kind of suck, and everything's fucking boring, and whatever. It's like, I hope this isn't all that life is. And someone goes, well, it's not, because, you know, Jesus is at the end and it's going to be dope. And you go, fuck yes. That's all I wanted to hear.
Yeah.
Thank God. I'm into that. Yeah. I'll see you there, right?
Same thing as like the Islamic, every religion is
it's
like
everything,
that.
Right?
You get 70, right? You'll get 70 virgins or something. Right. And Christianity is like, you get to hang out with Jesus and your those, old pets.
Yeah. Like, and all those, all the Islamic kids are like, I haven't even had one virgin. Dude, that sounds sick.
And they're like, whoa, dude, 70? That's 70? Like 70 days of fucking virgin.
That is so sick.
I'm like,
that
why is stop it at 70? Yeah. Why wouldn't you do infinity?
Yeah. You get literally infinite virgins.
Like, it's funny that they capped it at 70 or whatever. Like,
yeah. But that's
it's heaven. So, you get to like create whatever you fucking want to say about it.
Totally. And I think that's just the thing with something like Sandy Hook.
I don't want
like
a virgin.
Sandy
I want
Hook.
Like a 42-year-old who like knows what she's doing.
You get
right. You get. Why are they wanting?
You
virgins?
Get 70 women just out of a recent divorce,
looking to have a wild time with their friends.
70 virgins with a 10-year-old.
Brand new outfits from Chico.
I know stuff.
Out on the town.
Whoa. That is.
It's pretty chill.
I love that concept. It's like 70 virgins. No way. You get 70 women who recently retired.
Right? Like
former school teachers, right?
Tammy, Christy.
Picture that side by side.
Tammy Lynn.
Like a bunch of 14-year-olds in burkas or these like MILFs in like Chico's outfits that are super classy. And they're like at Cisco's with margaritas. Right. And they're like, hey, want to come back to my condo after our
guys, we're going to islands after this.
We have a hot tub on the roof.
Maybe you have a pork shoulder.
You, like, obviously, you're going to go with that.
You kill, if you take this car bomb into the middle of Raqqa, you will get the rest of existence. You will get to hang out in an island eating nachos with 70 recently divorced women.
Dunkin' fries with milk.
Who are on the weekend. They don't have their 10-year-old.
I'm listening.
The kids with their father this weekend. We can do anything we want.
We can do anything from Friday to 7 p.m.
I bet extremist Muslims had to say virgins just so like people didn't always blow themselves up.
Yeah,
like they had to limit it.
Exactly.
I'll take the island's waitress any day.
That's so fucking creepy.
Islands, oh my god.
That is so good.
That is that's a religion.
Just go bang
I
for your buck, here, guys.
What religion is that? Chicoism.
I don't know. Fucking Heliism, dude.
Heliism. You get a gold pair of Heelys at 70.
A gold pair of Heelys.
I love that.
I'm
oh
definitely
my God.
Into Heliism.
That's a religion I could subscribe to.
None of it appeals to me personally, but me too. Like, I want that to be real life.
there's a guy version of this, too.
Yeah. Yeah, what would it be? Like,
you tell us.
Yeah.
Okay, hold on.
What's your fantasy?
Shit, what would it be?
We just told you ours.
Seriously. I feel like it
I want a 42-year-old Islands waitress divorcee on Heelys.
Her son is with the dad for the weekend.
In a Sears bazaar.
Right.
Shit.
She rented a cabin at Lake Havasu.
Yeah. I feel like it would just be like 400 Mario Lopez's. Like,
oh, nice.
On one of those all-inclusive resorts.
Like Cabana
like
Boys?
White Sands.
Every Cabana Boy at your sandals is
at
Mario
sandals.
Lopez.
Exactly. Oh my God. That's my heaven. It's like,
and
you're at sandals,
you
don't pay any money, you just swim up to the bar because you've already paid the all-inclusive fee. Right. So you just get to get as many pina coladas as you want.
Are you wearing one of those long, like knee t-shirts?
I'm wearing like a full-blown Chico's like pantsuit in the pool. Like, I don't have to feel like,
and you're never
body
wet
conscious.
When you get out.
No, never wet. Like, I'm floating like in this silky pantsuit and like young Mario Lopez is all around me.
Yeah.
He's the fucking bartender. I got three on my side.
This is your Game of Thrones kingdom.
Yeah. Like, I would blow myself up for this scenario. That would be fucking cool.
Just gotta walk into this shopping center and blow yourself up and you get
I get all the young Mario Lopez's I want.
You should get a 10-year-old version and a 20-year-old version. Every age
Mario Lopez has ever been.
You want
and
a couple
will be.
Because infants are fun and cute.
Yeah, like I could care. I would love to care
you
for a baby.
Yeah,
Mario
we haven't
Lopez.
Suggested we're having sex with any of these people.
No. Yeah. Like, yeah.
You know how cute that baby was?
Right. Think of that. The I would probably hair. Leave out Mario Lopez like 10 through 18. Like, that would be, like, a gap window I wouldn't be interested in.
That's rape, yeah.
Yeah, well, in, like, the younger age, it's, like, they're cute kids and you can have fun with them. But then entering his teen years, he's probably got zits. He's really moody. Like, I don't want to deal with that in heaven.
And then
but
when
then
they're sleeping, when they're
pick
six,
back up at
19. Could go in their room and be like, I'm going to fuck you.
I'm gonna fuck you in 10 years. But they all exist at the same time. Right. So it's, like, it's not really creepy when it's you not, think about it that way.
But they all exist at the same time, so it's not
it's
creepy.
Not creepy.
Trust me, it's not creepy. It's totally not creepy.
Not
actually.
Creepy at all.
I'm already seeing our,
see,
our
if
Instagram
that,
posters.
If this was the world that we lived in, then there wouldn't be any reason to deny Sandy Hook shooting. Because you'd
thank
be
you
like,
for
you know
it
what?
Back.
Yeah.
There it's would like, be no reason.
Because you don't go, the futility of existence exists in this sociopath who just killed children, right?
Yeah.
You kind of go, well, those kids are in a better place because they're all.
They're all with Mario. Yeah.
They're all at islands right now. Islands in the sky.
Yeah, I think trying to wrap your head around like the unexplainable is impossible for a lot of people.
Right. And I think, I mean, it's impossible for everybody, but I think some people like us just go, well, it's impossible, so why entertain it right now? Mm-hmm. Right. But I think some people go, some people are just like hyper emotional or like, I mean, look at Alex Jones, dude. The guy is fucking a chubby, angry, hostile,
like red broken blood vessels,
broken
drunk
blood
vessels.
Yeah, he just isn't an attractive person who doesn't have an attractive soul or core or kind of any of these things.
Yeah.
It makes it a lot harder to be that and then also simultaneously know that there are fucking the evils of the world are dominating society, right? So it's a lot easier, I think, to make up these fantastic situations. I mean, it's this is kind of how I've talked to people about like death, right? When my dad passed away a couple years ago, it was like death is really fun and funny to joke about until it happens to you, and then all of a sudden you're like, well, fuck this is terrible, right?
Yeah.
So and that was
it's real.
It's real all of a sudden, right? So I think if a lot of these guys, a lot of these conspiracy theorists, actually found out these things were true, like totally irrefutably true, they would probably take a U-turn and go into a different conspiracy theory about why it's not actually true,
or why whoever set it up is the conspiracy theory.
Exactly,
like, it's true, but
exactly,
like, there's still a defense mechanism up where it's like, no, this shit just happens. Sometime.
Exactly, you dude, create a world where you go,
chaotic.
You know what? It isn't actually, you know. So so let's say we find
Butterfly
out that Pizzagate's
effect.
A thing, right?
Ashton Kutcher.
Like all these people who would all of a sudden be like, everybody's going to prison for this thing. I don't think anybody would be satisfied. I think everybody that entertains entertains the Pizzagate thing would go, well, that's not the real conspiracy here. The real conspiracy is the prosecutor because he was in. And
they're not the real bad guys.
Exactly.
These are a bunch of false flags.
Exactly. Like you're going to keep going further and further and further down
because
this rabbit hole.
You don't really want truth. You want like an exciting thing to rant about.
Right.
Hit the. Is that gonna?
I gotta go soon.
Oh, you gotta go. That's the donut chewer. Yeah. You're just thinking about you.
No,
just,
I'm eating
you're
some
thinking
donuts.
About, thinking
probably,
about the all inclusive.
Yeah.
Kind of
want to go.
Well,
fantasy
it gets back to control. Like what? How many people feel like they're
boobs
in control?
Is just losing her cool over here.
Just slamming holes like it's going out of style. Do you know every donut hole came from a glory hole?
That's true. That's how they're produced.
How glory holes are made.
Mass produced.
Pop a donut hole out of
yeah, you just stick
anything.
If only the best can actually pop it out. You need a real stiff wang.
Donut holes are made by like dicks pushing the holes out of a donut.
That's true.
Before they're baked.
Everybody knows that.
Everybody knows.
Even though Donut King is run by women, they've got some guy in the back that's making the donut.
Just slave labor's got his pants down. Just fucking
donut hole gate.
You go back there. He's got this like long beard. It's like chubby dude putting his dick in
an ankle chain.
Ankle chain.
Wall.
Put his dick in donuts.
Keep it up,
donut
holes.
That's my
keep
conspiracy
up,
theory. Poor Glenn. Save Glenn.
He's been there for 20 years. He's
I'm gonna design a T-shirt so the 70 people who listen to this can all buy Save Glenn donut T-shirts.
We haven't heard.
We
from
actually
Glenn.
Do need to do the merch thing. We got to get on that.
Hey, the Richard Simmons hasn't had nobody's heard from him in what 200 days or something.
Well, people have heard. Have you been listening to that podcast?
No, we should catch up on that on Reddit.
Yeah, we should definitely do that at some point. So I think we got to wrap this one up, right?
Yeah.
I have one quick anecdote.
Okay, one quick anecdote.
Which might be 4 minutes, but okay. All right. I played golf because I'm a golfer now.
Golfer.
And this guy I played with worked for the LAUSD, which is the LA Unified School District. And I'm
cool.
Hey, he like ran a bunch of schools.
Right.
I'm like, that's kind of an interesting job.
You're like, hey, Sandy Hook.
Yeah.
Like, false flag, right?
Sandy Hook. Didn't happen, right? Put my mind at ease, huh, pal? No, I was like, any like cool stories from working there? He's been there since he was like 21.
Damn.
He's like 50, been there 30 years. He's like, well, yeah. There was this one story. He's like, do you remember when that guy was putting his semen on the cookies?
Yes.
Oh, my
and I'm
God,
like,
I remember that.
Oh, yeah, I kind of do, but I forgot about it. So he like explained it. He's like, I'm like, what the fuck happened?
What was
this
dude.
Teacher was like jizzing into spoons and then putting the jizz on cookies and
that's
then
fucking insane,
putting them
dude.
Blindfolding like fourth graders and putting
and
them
photographing
like,
them
under their noses, having them smell
and
it,
eat it,
and photographing them and eating it.
This guy
stuff.
Also made them eat cockroaches, didn't he?
And so this guy I was playing golf with Fuck. Was he's like I was the ground zero guy on that. He's like
that
I was
is...
like I was like the first. The FBI came to me and they were like, we think something's going on. And he was the first guy that was contacted within the school district. And so they had to like build a case.
Oh my God.
They had to put him on suspension, but not tell him why. They had to like remove him from the classroom.
Yeah.
Right.
But they
right.
couldn't, but then they had to like
build
a
case
over the next few months. So they like go get like DNA samples from him. Like
wow.
at Starbucks, they like take his cup out of the garbage.
It's like something you never think about is all like the building of the case.
The building of the case.
By right. the time the public
okay,
hears
we know
about
he's
it.
Doing this probably, but we have to actually convict him.
Yeah. And by the time we hear about it, it's guy arrested for doing this. Like think of the months
said,
that go into being like,
he said the guy was like well regarded in the community. He was invited to all the family's like birthday parties and school events and stuff. Like the families liked him.
If I were a parent, I would fucking
so,
hunt this guy down and kill him.
I don't
that's
know.
So it's just such a bizarre I don't understand
so bizarre. I was like wait what
why I don't
people have
get
the
it.
Weirdest fucking fetishes
is,
like he's a fucking psycho
name is
watching
David
it
happen
watching a kid be like what's this he's probably like hard as a rock
I don't
yeah. what
like,
a
I,
fucking psycho
so the reason he got busted was he was developing the film at like a CVS and the film person's like this looks weird
right
and contact the police and the police
yeah.
took it and like went with it
why is this
so
guy
so that's a random thing that happened that
wow.
might have never happened right and
dude.
So the other interesting part he told me was it he was teaching in like Mexican school districts like lower income like Mexican
right,
zones
right.
and he said a lot of the family the kids were like relatives of Mexican mafia
right
he Whoa. Said once a guy went to jail he's like he's now in isolation in jail because like the Mexican mafia is trying to assassinate him and stuff and like they
oh
want to kill him
God.
Because like the word's out this guy's was like diddling their kids
oh
right.
shit
and so he's on like the hit list in Mexican mafia jail. And I was like wow oh. this is all so fascinating
oh my
that's,
God
I was like I,
a nightmare
I was like that's a cool
let's get this
story.
Guy on
let's get this
let's
guy
get
on
this guy
let's
on
get him on the show
yeah, it was fascinating stuff
wow
I mean but that so,
what's the
so,
conspiracy
so,
there it never happened
so here's so
Obama
but this is how you link it back to it right where you go okay, Obama is this unattainable character. That story, even hearing that, makes me like well up a little bit in my core and just go, God, this is not the world I want to live in.
Yeah.
This is fucking scary and sad.
Well,
and
you
weird.
Got a kid going to school.
Yeah, it had to
like,
be.
Wait,
right.
this can happen in
right.
a safe place?
So it's,
it had to be a Democrat. It had to be Kamala Harris
right.
because she was trying to like make a point against charter schools.
This guy looked right. like Mr. Rogers, like
right.
nice.
Fuck.
He was like respected.
Yeah. So now Ugh. you back it out and you go, oh God, well, maybe it didn't happen. You know what I mean? And then,
yeah.
and then that's how it all begins.
Yeah.
Is you go, well, maybe it didn't happen.
It was
right?
the unions. This guy was like bitching about wages and like they wanted to take him out.
Yeah.
Right. Pick
Ugh.
A thing. I mean, it's
yeah.
like, it's, you know,
charter
it's,
schools took him out.
There are
to prove LAUSD
ways,
is like
right.
a place of pedophilia.
Yeah. That's how they get started.
That's literally like what you just said. I can fucking imagine reading that on like
we
that.
Could post
that seems
and it
like a
traction.
More logical one than most of the shit you see.
You're true.
You know?
It's true.
Like that's like oh the chart. There's a charter school movement where they're trying
guy.
To frame the U the LA United School
yeah.
or Unified
yeah.
School District
to like deteriorate
kids.
The trust parents have in
exactly.
the public
and
school system.
And start investing in these like that. Seems 100%
more
like the kind of
reasonable
shit that you would see.
Than
yeah.
Antarctic anomalies.
I know. All right. So really quick before we end, we're bringing back the gold. And for anybody who's been listening since basically pod one.
We keep saying this, but we're bringing it back.
So let's really quickly give a gold to somebody on
Give me the gold.
Reddit.
Give me the gold.
We're giving it to Freed because he brought it up.
He likes golf now.
I think let's
That's the internet meme.
Who? What? Which one were we talking about that we really liked that did a good job?
You guys don't know about my internet meme reference?
No, which one?
Give me the gold.
Oh, of course. I remember that.
What's
that's
that?
An old one. Leprechaun?
That's old, yeah. Oh
my God. Where the gold at? Give me the gold.
Fuck, who should we give gold to?
Who was a really good one on here that we liked on Top Minds?
Look at top of the week. Because I was looking at that.
Top of the week. We got following Daddy Goose Steps. TD decides the unpopularity is fake because the system is rigged. Compiles a list of journalists who colluded with the Clinton campaign. And like hundreds of celebrities, companies boycott such as wearing a safety pin on their shirt.
Oh.
Do you remember a conspiracy pretended to be openly anti-Semitic?
Chicos.
Yeah. Oh. That's
Chicos. Place.
Cheerios.
In 8 years, I won't be surprised if President Alex Jones takes the oath of office. Can you fucking imagine?
Oh my God. Next step into hell.
That is literally I don't even want to think about it. Justin Trudeau. Yeah, okay. Trudeau Foundation
Guys,
annual report.
I just thought of something big. If he can be on his podcast YouTube show and just yell and be around for a while and just be loud, we can be as loud as he can be, right? So there's no reason why we can't be in office, too.
Why don't we be president?
Right.
Let's be all president, too. Yeah.
All right.
At the same time.
Yeah.
I'm into that.
Three-way prezi!
All right, so...
Let's...
It looks like we're giving it to Jakeety. J-I-K-E-T-I. You're getting Reddit gold for as much as we can afford, which is probably maybe a month, because it's $2.
Screen grab his name.
Send it to grab his name, because we will not remember this. anybody who does not know what we're talking about, we're giving gold to somebody's post that we've talked about on every pod that we do. We discussed in depth this whole Trudeau's part of NAMBLA because he made a huge page size logo on page 3 of his annual report.
He doesn't want to be found out.
No,
but
he accidentally left it on page 3.
Right, right.
The clip art, it was way big and he meant to take it down.
Yeah. Oh, that's just FPO for right now, dude.
Did we publish that giant NAMBLA logo?
Can we retract? It's out.
Fuck. Why did you put it there? Right.
Get Jakeety to say something about it on Top Minds so nobody thinks it's real.
PDFs are the hardest thing to doctor.
I'm riding this wave of popularity. Right.
Photoshop's the hardest program to get and doctor.
Yeah. Oh,
everybody knows that.
It really is the hardest place.
Totally.
All right, so
if anybody knows anything about JPEGs or PNGs, they know it's almost impossible to copy and paste.
Damn, dude, this guy is a fucking superstar on the waiting. He's been a Redditor for 1 year and he has 6,000 post karma and 4,000 comment karma.
He's an up and comer.
This guy needs to be still on two.
Two is better than one.
And you've been a Redditor for 37 straight episodes. So.
I think we're at 41 now.
No, we're not.
Yeah,
no. We're 37 still. I think still. For the, I think this is number 37. 38 maybe.
38 for a few episodes.
Whatever. All right. So
when we get to lucky number 70 virgins, we should have a party.
Done.
At Islands.
Yes.
Invite every Tammy Sue in the LA County.
Yep.
Yeah.
Meet
endless
and greet.
French fries. At
meet
Islands.
And greet just for us and old moms.
Tammy, old Brandy, man. Christy.
Christy.
Butterscotch. All right. Cool. Well, this was Did You Reddit? I think Dog Boots.
I'm packing up.
She's packing up.
Sorry, I have a
donut holes.
Start time. Okay.
I got kind of a chill morning. So if you want to keep going on Tammy or what Brandy looks like,
you guys want to continue having a weird
Islands
fantasy? Yeah, fantasy conversation. I can just leave.
70, 42 year old.
Sweet, we're gonna stick around divorces. For 15 more minutes. Yeah,
Tammy,
kind of flesh this out.
I really like your bangs. How do you get him to stick up like that?
They're so big.
All right.
They're sticking up so high.
Your curl reminds me of the perfect wave I surfed in San Diego once. that turns me on.
Heaven. It's heaven.
Okay. I have
another Diet Coke.
This is spiraling. All right. So this is Did You Reddit? Talking about Top Minds. We'll probably cover this one again since we talked about wheelies or Heelys most of the time.
And you're welcome for all that masturbation material we gave you.
Yeah. Some masturbation material.
This is Dog Boobs.
Ageless Mario Lopez.
Dog Boobs is trying to leave.
I know. All right. That's Dog Boobs. I'm It's Your Dad.
And that's my free day.
You're my free day. not that.
But this is my free day.
This is sexy. This is getting weird.
This is spiraled. All right.
Golfing and island.
See you next week with another Did You Reddit?